See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that he loves, undivided.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Before we go back to the phones, real quick, great conversation with the Philadelphian. Noah Webster said, Philadelphian is one of the family of love, and 1 Corinthians 13 tells us about love. It's patient, it's kind, it's not jealous, doesn't brag, not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. That's great stuff. A quick word on form and substance. Speaking of Plato's allegory of the cave and the shadows and things, shadows are a form, but they're not substance. The Bible talks about things like the shadow of death, other shadows. Colossians 2:17, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. The delineation between form and substance is interesting. And then I mentioned yesterday, James 1:17, speaking of James, Glenn mentioned the book of James, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. And it's interesting, you start thinking about what a world devoid of light and just plunged into utter darkness looks like. It's unfortunate, to say the least. Jaron Lanier, You're Not a Gadget, a manifesto. Just a quick excerpt that this all sort of reminds me of. What is a person? Part one, what is a person? Chapter one, missing persons. What is a person? Page 19, trap for a tribe. The intentions of the cybernetic totalist tribe are good. They are simply following a path that was blazed in earlier times by well-meaning Freudians and Marxists. And I would say, the Socratic Platonic crew as well. They are simply following a path that was blazed in earlier times by well-meaning Freudians and Marxists. But Freud was the guy who admitted they don't realize that we're bringing them the plague. So Jaron Lanier adds, and I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I'm thinking of the earliest incarnations of Marxism, for instance, before Stalinism and Maoism killed millions. Movements associated with Freud and Marx both claimed foundations in rationality and the scientific understanding of the world. Both perceived themselves to be at war with the weird, manipulative fantasies of religions. And yet, both invented their own fantasies that were just as weird. The same thing is happening again. A self-proclaimed materialist movement that attempts to base itself on science starts to look like a religion rather quickly. And this is something that he addresses over and over in the book, and he has elsewhere. But so, you know, he, just to finish the paragraph, he says, it soon presents its own eschatology and its own revelations about what is really going on, portentous events that no one but the initiated can appreciate and interpolate, I would add, the soothsayers of data, Plato's philosopher kings, the singularity and the noosphere, the idea that a collective consciousness emerges from all the users on the web echo Marxist social determinism and Freud's calculus of perversions. We rush ahead of skeptical scientific inquiry at our peril, just like the Marxists and Freudians. And I would say that I would just add the common denominator here is godlessness, capital G. Skipping ahead, Jerry Lanier writes, why it matters. If you feel fine using the tools you use, who am I to tell you that there's something wrong with what you're doing? But consider these points. And so among the points, let's see, the one point that I'll mention, he says, pop culture has entered into a nostalgic malaise. Online culture is dominated by trivial mashups of the culture that existed before the onset of mashups. And I would say before digital, really, which is an interesting thing. And by fandom responding to the dwindling outposts of centralized mass media. It is a culture of reaction without action. Substance or form devoid of substance. And the substance that they're mashing up is analog, which is interesting. Predominantly, almost entirely, you might argue. Anyway, that's an aside, and maybe we'll come back to that. But for now, back to the phones. Tom in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, yep. Good morning to you. Yeah, and to Lady Pat, she was thinking about Chris Salcedo from Newsmax. She was talking about when she was bringing up about the Latino thing. But, yeah, here's what I want to talk about, Chris. You were talking earlier about Californians, Mexicanians moving all over, leaving California. Well, they're doing the same thing in New York and Jersey, coming to Florida. And they're basically trying to buy up this state here and bring their liberal, nonsensical politics here to Florida. And it's happening nationwide with these liberal demon rats. But, you know, Chris, I'm a white Anglo male, and I don't give permission to Joe Biden to bring in illegal immigration. All these people need to stay in their own country, make their own country better, let them go down to South America where they speak Spanish already. We're bringing in a whole new population of people who don't care about our white ask. Okay, they don't care about us. They don't care about our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. They basically want hot water heaters, and they want hot water in their homes because they don't have them where they come from. I can attest to all of this, okay? We need to keep them in their countries. We need to keep our country homogenous, or we're going to lose this country in a Bosnia situation like Yugoslavia, Herzegovina, and Serbia, and Croatia. That's where we're heading. This bumbling buffoon we got in there, Biden, does not have permission from me and millions and millions and millions of white males in this country to turn our country into a different nation. You don't have permission from a lot of Afro-American males and females that don't want this, okay? A lot of Afro-American females do not want their black men marrying white women. They have enough time, hard enough time. We've turned this country into a cesspool of decadence and decay. We are filthy beyond core what's happening in our politics. The politic is Joe bumbling buffoon Biden did not win the election. It was a stolen election because Trump did get more black vote than any white president ever got. I think even more than Lincoln ever thought of it. Now, he loses the election. You got a buffoon who's trying to flood this country with illegal immigration. You got Kate Steinle, Molly Tibbetts, and thousands of more murdered by illegal immigrants. Okay? Nobody's saying a damn thing about it. But you have this Lady Gaga going around saying, I got to get $500 million for my dog to be found. Okay? This is the decadence of this country. You got Lady Gaga, who's a filthy slut, in my book. Okay? She got all this filthy money for singing stupid songs like all the nonsense she puts out and all these filthy music that's being perpetrated. Now, if white rock and rollers were to use half the filth that these rappers use, Chris, they would have never been able to be famous and become rock and roll stars. Correct? Okay, well, we know that's correct. Now, getting back to what you're talking about, all these liberals and lickies are leaving their states to turn other red states into blue states. It's a modus operandi, Chris. That's what they're doing here in Florida. We have a great governor here, but you know what? I don't think in 8 years he wouldn't even get elected because we're bringing all these swamp creatures in to this state. This is exactly what the modus is. I'm a white male. I got all my friends are all like me, basically, as far as our politics. We do not want our country invaded anymore. We're fed up. We're fed up. We're fed the hell up with all this. Rumbling Biden should be arrested for Title VIII of the Constitution. All the Democrats who allowed Americans to get murdered by illegal aliens should be able to sue for hundreds of millions of dollars, the federal government. Okay? You got all this, and then you got, let me ask you this, because I want you to give your analogy on this. You got this buffoon Biden telling the Mexican president of Mexico, we're equal. We're equal. If we're equal, what does that mean, Chris? Tell me what that means. If we're equal with Mexico and the Mexican president and Biden are equal, why aren't millions and millions of white Anglos going down to Mexico and taking over all that land, all that farmland? Chris, if we're equal, why aren't we taking over their Mexico? Can you answer that, Chris?
Well, I'm not familiar with the context of those remarks, so I can't speak to that.
Well, I can tell you what it is, Chris. You had bumbling Biden in the White House telling the Mexican president that we are equal as neighbors and we're equal as far as immigration and all that. What is this buffoon saying? So we don't have no borders. You got 8 out of 10 Americans. For every 10 voters, 8 of them want that wall built completely. They don't want this immigration invasion. But how does Trump lose the election? What is this, Chris? Buyer's remorse? What is it? The gas price got to go to $7 a gallon? What, I mean, all these lily white women, all these lily white women voted for this, Chris? Seriously?
Again, I don't believe it. I'm not familiar with the context of the remarks, but as far as the election is concerned, I mean, I've covered, I would say ad nauseum, the fact that we haven't had a real election in generations in this country. You know, the Dick Gregory story, I won't belabor the details, but again, I think that's evidence. You know, 1968 presidential election, Dick Gregory runs, gets more votes in Pennsylvania than Joe Biden and Donald Trump got combined in this last election. That should tell you something. And hold on, Tom. So my question is always, when someone makes the point that you're making, if I understand your point correctly, Donald Trump got these votes, and you're saying that Joe Biden, you know, the vote for Biden was rigged, the vote for Trump was legitimate, essentially. Do I understand that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay, so my question is always, don't you think that if someone can game the vote for Biden, can they not game the vote for Trump as well?
Well, Chris, I go back to this issue of immigration. If you have 8 out of 10 American voters,
hold on. Just answer my question.
If the one vote can be gamed,
doesn't it stand to reason the other vote can be gamed?
Yeah, Chris, you're right on that aspect, but guess what? You're wrong on this aspect as far as there's only so many voters that can vote, Chris, okay? In blue states, red states, there's only so many votes that can vote.
All right, let me take a step back then. I understand your point, but let's take a step back. When I've done the election coverage, national election coverage in particular, over the years, I've always pointed out the peculiarity where, how about that? I'll reappropriate that word. It's not the offensive slang of gay or lesbian. It's deviating from what is expected, normal, strange, odd, unconventional, those kinds of things. So anyway, the peculiarity of during the national elections, we've all seen it where, and when I used to talk about this in the beginning of this broadcast, 2008 election cycle, for example, you know, people would send in screenshots of their television with the little ticker down at the bottom that says, you know, here are the candidates. Candidate X has, you know, this many votes, this percentage. Candidate Y has this many votes, this percentage, down to the exact number, not approximately, but, you know, 25,157 votes, 27.5% or whatever. And we see that all day from the moment the polls open throughout the day. And my question is always, how do they do that if the polls haven't closed and not a single vote has been counted? And the ostensible answer is, if you go to the National Election Pool Wikipedia entry, for example, you read about an organization that's been rebranded over time that dates back to that peculiarity in 1968 that Dick Gregory used to talk about when he ran for president. and I think it was the voter election service back then, but now it's called the National Election Pool. Before that, it was the Voter News Service. Jack Otto talked about it. And it's this consortium of news agencies that conduct exit polling, they say. And now they have entrance polling and exit polling. Anyway, they say that, well, from the Wikipedia entry, it says, the organizers of the pool insist that the purpose of their quick collection of exit poll data is not to determine if an election is flawed. And I always joke, yeah, they know it's flawed. They know it's corrupt because they're in on it. But rather, to project winners of races. Now, this new system, the rebranding, essentially, the last rebranding occurred in 2003. The next line in the Wikipedia entry, despite past problems, they note that none of their members has incorrectly called a winner since the current system was put in place. So you're telling me for the last 17 years, they have accurately called the winners of races based on exit poll data, which defies the laws of statistical probability. In other words, it's impossible mathematically. I've never found anyone in all these years I've been talking about this that's ever even heard of someone who's been polled at an exit poll, let alone seen one and participated themselves. And who would do that anyway? Who would walk out of a polling station and say, sure, this is who I voted for? No one would. So this is all completely improbable. It's chimerical, as Madison might say. And yet we're supposed to believe this is how those numbers are displayed on the little ticker at the bottom of your television screen every election cycle. It's absurd. And that goes beyond how many people vote, don't you think? Who's eligible and all that. It's like Stalin said, it's not who votes that counts, regardless of how many, whether it's 5 million illegals, 20 million illegals. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts that votes.
Well, Chris, I have to agree with that, but you know, you don't have to. You can go back to Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy, knowing that the voting's rigged. Right there, that's showing you everything. That it's always been rigged since that time frame. Don't you agree?
The whole thing is a dog and pony show. You know, we don't select the candidates in the first place, so they are plucked. Well, right. They're handpicked by establishment types.
Absolutely. But Chris,
Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer who was picked by Rockefeller and Brzezinski, for example. We're not going to have any Council on Foreign Relations folks. We're going to have trilateralists. Awesome. So,
yeah. Well, Chris, I believe there's going to be buyer's remorse with bumbling buffoon Biden, because look at the oil. Look at the food prices going to go off the chain. I believe we're going to have food rioting in this country if he stays in office for three more years. I believe there's going to be food rioting. I believe you've got all these illegals coming in here that are going to be consuming like locusts, okay? There's not enough jobs in the agricultural industry for them, the lawn service businesses. There's not enough jobs. So what are these people that are coming here illegally going to do, like in California, Texas, Arizona? What are they going to do, Chris, for jobs? They're going to pluck the milk off the government, Chris. Am I lying? What are they going to do for jobs?
Well, again, my concern, as I said earlier, is what are we all going to do about it? And, you know, what, again, jokingly, you know, what is to be done, comrades? What is to be done? And so, well, Chris, you know, our recourse?
Well, Chris, there I go. I'm going to go back to what I wanted to say to you now. Joe Biden, in the White House yesterday, said to the Mexican president, was there, that we're all equal. We're equal with you. We're equal to all Central Americans, South America. So fine. If that's the case, why are these South Americans coming? These Central Americans coming here when they can go to South America?
Again,
when they already have the infrastructure,
I can't speak to that because I'm not familiar with the context. I haven't heard that. Don't know the context of those remarks. So I can't speak to
that. One more thing,
right now,
Chris. I know you want. I'll let you go. I got one more thing. How do these people in Chicago, for instance, they'll vote Democrat for 70 years, their murder rate's off the charts. You have 41 people shot on the Eisenhower Expressway since January 1st till now. Now, in a two-month period, you had 41 people shot. I don't know how many are dead. There are severe
I will address that when we come back. We're headed into a break. Tom, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you
Welcome
know
back.
How I feel.
How esoterically perfect. Before we go back to the phones real quick, let me address Tom's question. In contravention to, you know, as Jaron Lanier points out, the Freudian, Marxian, cybernetic, totalist, godless mission, I would say, we have, you know, what can we do seriously, in all seriousness, not in homage to the Leninist pamphlet and Chernyshevsky's book, but, you know, truly, what can we do? Well, the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, actually, Exodus 20, verse 12 reads, "Honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord gives you." That's pretty cool. So children do that. Proverbs 22, 6. I can get there quickly. Reads, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." That sounds like a good thing. And there's a theme here. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." I'm sensing a theme here. And then, you know, if we can raise a nation of those kinds of people, then maybe we have a shot at finding folks that we see identified in Exodus 18:21. "Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens." So raise up those kinds of people as parents and then elect them to public office. That would be, you know, this is still a representative republic. I agree with Peter Thiel. It's been radically altered by the judicial system. It is, as he said in that talk with Tyler Cohen back in, 2015, it's very much dominated by these very unelected technocratic agencies. That's just a fact, but it's still a representative republic, and we still have a responsibility and an obligation. And the more we wring our hands and absolve ourselves of that, I would say the more culpable we become. So we do these things, then we start to move in the other direction, and who knows? You know, Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 4, this kind of, I think, could actually happen in America. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace," what will happen then? "And the peace which surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren," maybe we would focus on these things instead of these other bad things. "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." And, you know, Paul goes on to explain, you know, that I have, in verse 11, "I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret." Oh, the secret. Not that funny little book, but, you know, the actual secret. "I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both having abundance and suffering need." What is the secret, Paul? Verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's the real secret. Anyway, maybe if we started raising children properly and stopped, you know, speaking of what Glenn was saying about, or actually, was it Pat? I forget now. I think it was Pat, about the, you know, what I called the the doubling of the taxable wage base, giving our children to professional nurses, as Plato said, and folks like Bertrand Russell reiterated. If we stopped doing that, we actually raised our own children in the way, train them up in the way they should go, as Proverbs 22:6 says, who knows what could happen? There are no simple, easy microwave answers. But that's just some food for thought. We'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back. Just a couple of quick little points of food for thought before we go back to the phone. So Glenn mentioned shaking off the dust, as he does from time to time when he calls. Matthew chapter 10, Jesus speaking, "Whoever does not receive you nor heed your words, as you go out to that house, as you go out of that house or that city, shake the dust off your feet. What next? Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." And there are folks who say, you know, God will have to apologize for Sodom and Gomorrah, or to Sodom and Gomorrah, if America is not judged. So it's an interesting thought. Especially with our history, as I have said, you know, this is more of a history lesson than anything. So then Jesus says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." That's interesting. Kind of terrifying, unless you keep your focus properly fixed. "So be shrewd." In the NASB it reads, "So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves." That's interesting. "But beware of men, or they will hand you over to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues." Interesting too. "And you will even be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles." Anyway, skipping ahead, He says, he who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. And so just a final point of note, I think, you know, with the situation with Governor Cuomo, for example, speaking of governors, I'm pretty sure the Amish community, the Amish and the Mennonites and so forth, even in, you know, New York, Pennsylvania, etc., surrounding areas, they're probably, at least a vast majority of them, probably unconcerned, maybe even unaware of the scandal brewing with Governor Cuomo. They just go out, prepare, they, you know, plant and prepare for rain and leave the results to God. And so it's just kind of, you know, where do you place your faith? And I will just say personally, Matthew 10:39, he who has found his life will lose it. He who has lost his life for my sake will find it. I can tell you my personal experience that, you know, recently has been transformational. This idea of trying to hedge, and the way I've described it, you know, to say I'm just trying to protect myself, no one would, you know, no one would say you're crazy for that. But then when you start going to all of these lengths to protect yourself in your own strength, it is a testament to where your faith is. And I have professed a certain thing and acted otherwise. So, you know, it's just something to think about, I suppose. Guess we are losing people, so I will quit belaboring the matter. Don, Susan, sorry we lost you. Back to the phones. Dan in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just had an observation. That quote from the Bible about putting, you know, not having lovers of crooked games of chance. You know, we will create armies of people who do not play crooked games of chance. Something like that. I just noticed America's foundation is all people who play crooked games of chance. If you look at, like, BlackRock and the stock market, I think it's become a crooked game of chance at this point. So it's kind of interesting that we seem to be doing the opposite of that.
I would say that's always been the case. I think that,
yeah, it could be.
You know, a friend once, one of the Gregs, a friend wisely observed, you know, stocks and bonds, speaking of the subversion of language, historically stocks and bonds were, you know, a torture device for public humiliation.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and, yeah,
and
you
now
know,
we, now we offer ourselves up to these devices willingly. So it's kind of interesting.
Yep. Yeah, it's when you have things like derivatives where you're betting on the economy imploding, you know, it's kind of a tricky game of chance. Mm-hmm. That's all I had. Thanks for taking the call. Good quote.
Thanks, Dan. Much appreciated. Definitely. Okay, back to the phone. Susan in Ohio. Susan. You're back.
Yes, good morning, or good morning. Afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I'm just calling to just be so glad to be hearing the things I'm hearing without apology.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to support the things we're hearing for those that are called by his name. I remember when, for the first time after being in a church for so many years, for the first time, starting to read more in the scriptures in the Old Testament. And when I read Deuteronomy, when Moses was admonishing the people, you know, to obey the words of this mm-hmm. law and statutes and judgments, he said, because then all the peoples around you are going to say, who is this great nation that their God is so near to them? It caused me to weep because just in reading, it really cut to the heart. Mm-hmm. It cut to the heart. You brought up a real good point about how we've raised our children. One thing I really like to do is to read the prayer of the prophets. And in the prayer, for Daniel, for example, when he prays, he beseeches the Almighty. And Daniel did find favor in the sight of Yah, and I thought, oh, how awesome that would be to find favor in his sight. But anyway, Daniel prayed, and when it says Israel, I put America there, and when it goes in Jerusalem and all of that, I go, and those that are scattered abroad, because we're all over the world, and the enemy doesn't care who is destroyed, to destroy any remnant that represents the Son of God. They hate the Lord's Christ. And so knowing these things, these instructions are all good. We are like sheep amongst wolves. And you've read so many scriptures that are so important that I pray those that are listening, read the scriptures more. Paul, when he admonished Timothy, he said, Timothy, continue in the scriptures, because they're there for sound doctrine and for correction and edification and so on, to equip us for every good work, what is good. And so, and then it continues on from there to say, because the day is coming, you know, that there will be those that heap up ministers unto themselves and want to have their ears tickled and will not endure sound doctrine. We've become so inclusive, and just like you pointed out so often, Matthew, about how our language has been so—it's so messed up, and I understand that now. And so Daniel prays. He prays this way. He says, "Father in heaven, you know," he says, "that righteousness and forgiveness belongs to thee. There's no unrighteousness in the Almighty." And we all fall so short, we do indeed. He said, shame of face belongs to us. And so when we think about, okay, who is guarding the hen house, I think we need to stand back and look around at our own house and our children and our grandchildren. And we need to take a look. What's in the hen house? What happened? I mean, we might have wolves guarding the hen house, but look in the hen house. I mean, yeah. we might have vultures and who knows what. And so yeah. we need to be able to start to correct and turn and repent, just like the one good caller called about repent.
Yeah. Yep.
And so
yeah.
I love listening. I don't want to take up too much time. There was another scripture when you were talking about Paul, how he was able, you know, it's not the rudiments and elements in this world that make us happy or fill us with contentment. It says that godliness with contentment is great gain. And in Philippians, it says that let the mind that is in Christ be in you. And you've brought up so many good scriptures when he was on the mount before he was crucified. He said, thy will be done, not mine. You know, so this is just something that as we look at the scriptures and know that he is absolutely righteous. Sometimes I pray, I might even pray this way, say, in your holy and righteous hot indignation, remember your mercies on your people, oh yeah. I pray that more and more we'll start to take a real good look at your own house first. And Tom, I hear Tom in Florida. Read the blessings and the curses. Read the blessings and the curses. Why, we have had this for many decades, just like Matthew points out. A lot of corruption. Look at the sicknesses, for one example, because in Deuteronomy says, if you don't, now don't do what? Don't obey. He says, you'll not only have the diseases that are in Egypt, but those that are not even named in this book. Look at all the names of the illnesses and sicknesses we have, which I'm one of. And David prayed, before I was afflicted, I went astray. His affliction was a blessing. His affliction made him turn to Yah. He didn't get mad and blame the corruption around him so much or whatever. But he was afflicted. And he said, without a vision, my people perish or they're unrestrained. And then he says, how I love thy law. Teach me your statutes and your law. So this is, I just so grateful that these things are happening, Matthew, here on this 2 hours, without apology. And I pray for everybody to listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for your call. Much appreciated.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an interesting thing, you know. You said a lot, Susan, and a lot of thoughts go through my mind. I'm sure a lot of other folks as well. But I think of, it's just interesting, you know. I've thought about this a lot recently and had some conversation about it. This idea that, you know, there was the series of broadcasts that I went through, was it 2 years ago now? I can't remember. I think it was two. Around this time, the death cult kind of thing, you know, that really centered around John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal. Jesus speaking, you know, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And so the death cult sort of operates on this basis, and you start to back into this. You look at the governments of the world and things, and in Genesis, I mean, if you follow this history, basically, in Genesis, God puts man in authority over creation. And then the devil usurps that. And you fast forward to Matthew chapter 4 and the temptation of Christ, you know, it reads, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, and I have speculated that the devil has really only one weapon from which all others stem. Just as a sort of parenthetical aside, my conjecture is he just has one weapon, and it's the power of suggestion. To Jesus himself, he says, if you are the Son of God. I mean, as if both of them don't know. You know, if you are the Son of God. So it's a rhetorical question, but the power of suggestion is in this question. You know, so same thing in the garden. Yea, hath God said to God himself, he says to, you know, concerning Job, he only serves you because, and here to Jesus, he says, if you are the Son of God. So he says, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. And verse 4 says, but he, capital H, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, which is a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Anyway, next, verse 5 reads, then the devil took him, capital H, into the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, which is, and he says, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. This is a quote of Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. And what's interesting is the context is misappropriated, and the following verse is interesting for those unfamiliar. Anyway, verse 7 reads, Jesus said to him, on the other hand is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And verse 8, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, capital H, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. And did Jesus say, they're not yours to give? No, his response, then Jesus said to him, go, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, And behold, angels came and began to minister to him. So the point is, the devil shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And it gets back to this idea in John 10:10 that the thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. Really, that's what governments represent. We've certainly seen that in America. We've seen the shift, if it wasn't always like that, around toward, you know, that these days, you know, represented in the United States military industrial complex and think tanks and so on and so on. And so again, you know, you get back to the question, what can be done? You know, what can we do? And anyway, I'll give a concluding thought when we come back. Stick around. More after this break.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. All right, let's just do this quick. Let's see if we can do it quick. What is to be done, comrades? Just kidding. If this is still a representative republic, how, if there's a vestige of that left, it's kind of like, you know, again, I mean, we've had the conversation, I've had the conversation on this broadcast about the parallels, you know, the spiritual kingdom kind of thing, parallel to our choice to self-govern. What does that mean? You know, virtue, morality, and religion, talked about earlier this week, you know, the specifics on that. And there are, you know, the folks, Jefferson, Lysander Spooner, for example, who say we have a choice. Every generation has a choice, which again reminds me of, you know, biblical parallels. So we have a choice. Are we Americans? Every generation chooses for itself. Guys like Jefferson and Lysander Spooner remind us. So speaking of Hosea chapter 4, get there real fast. There is a chain of command. And you see it mentioned. You know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's Hosea 4:6. But, you know, the beginning. Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel, for the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land. I've talked about this before. Listen, O sons of Israel, they were the keepers of the oracles of God. God has a case against the inhabitants of the land. There's a dressing down of the chain of command. Because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land, there is swearing, deception, murder, stealing, and adultery. They employ violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed, which is the result of the absence of the three in verse 1. And so my people perish for lack of knowledge. We have a choice to make. And, you know, from time to time, John in Tennessee reminds us of that passage in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And so it's a chain of command issue. And if we're Americans, those, you know, with eyes to see and ears to hear, have a duty and an obligation. And to conclude that thought, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Verse 27, so they shall invoke my name, capital M, on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them. And so when Susan says, you know, we can superimpose America for Israel, I'm going to do that there. I'm going to leave it there. And I hope it's edifying. I hope it was encouraging. And I hope you have a great day. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.